So I got into bed the other day and I heard like rip, like a tear, like a full, you know that sound of like when you take material, like a t-shirt or something, and you tear it. It's a very distinctive sound. Like when you hear material, especially cotton tearing, you know that sound. That's a very familiar sound. So I heard tearing and I was like, what was that? Is that my knees? Like, what is that? What happens as you get older? Like, your knees start to make that? I didn't know what it was. So, I looked down at my bed and I got into bed, and I guess just sitting in the bed, I tore my sheets. Like, they just tore open.
They gave up.
They gave up.
That's enough. I've had enough. You have the worst problem with sheets because your fitted sheets always come up.
Mm-hmm.
You're fighting with your boyfriend about the fitted sheets not fitting right. You always issue.
Hang on. Yeah, we solved that because he went and he bought sheet garters. So my bed has garters. No joke. Like, you know, the garters like a stripper wear. Oh, not
right.
A stripper, just a person, a woman would wear, like garters, like a garter belt. He bought four garter belts. They're sheet garter belts, basically. So my sheets are always sexy. They're always being held down
does
by garters.
Work?
It really does.
But does
yeah.
it still come up sometimes?
No, not anymore. Not with
okay,
the garters.
Good.
Like, yeah, they really work. They keep them down. So, so the sheets tear, and he's laughing and making fun of me. And then, as he's laughing, making fun of me, I hear another tear, and it's on his side.
How old are these sheets?
Well, that's what I said. I was like, "What?" I was like, "Do we have sheets that are even this old?" He's like, "No, we bought these. We bought these just before the pandemic." Okay, so these sheets are maybe 2.5 years old.
2 years old. That's a long
yeah.
time.
Well, I didn't think it's a long time for sheets. 2 years old for sheets? I mean, we have about 5 or 6 sheets, and we keep rotating them. So I immediately Google, like, you know, what the fuck, sheets? So I found out 2 things. I found out that if you wash your sheets with towels, which we do sheets and towels together always.
Mm-hmm.
If you wash your sheets with towels, the towels wear and tear on the sheets. And then I went and I looked it up because I was curious, like, how long should you be using sheets anyway to begin with? You know, and it's so funny. The New York Post actually has something today. This is how often you should replace everything in your bedroom. So I was like, oh, great. Let me just flip right to the sheets part. And it says with regular use and washing, your bed sheets do wear down and you should replace them every 2 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
So we're basically at that place, 2 years. But that never happened before, but Joe reminded me that because of COVID, we're in bed a lot more. So,
there is.
Yeah,
that.
So think about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the whole first year, like, we basically just laid around watching movies all day, having dinner here. Like, we did everything in the bedroom. We just didn't want to leave in the very beginning. So, you know, like, what would normally be wear and tear over a year, we shoved into just a couple of months.
And
so,
you wash them with other things. Like when I wash sheets now, I wash sheets with sheets. Sheets
right.
don't go in with anything else because I don't have to pay for a load of laundry or, you know, I have to wait around for one load of laundry. I can just throw sheets and sheets in there.
Right. So apparently that's the thing to do. So we always wash sheets with towels and other things, and they're like, no, don't ever do that. That will wear your sheets down much quicker. So 2 years on sheets. How often do you replace your pillows? Not pillowcases, but actual pillows.
Probably once a year.
You get new pillows once a year?
Yeah.
Who has that kind of money? Pillows are expensive.
I know, but I'm a pillow snob. I gotta have a good pillow. And pillows wear out over time, so...
Yeah, you're actually supposed to change your pillows 1 to 2 years, which I didn't. It's tough because I have this one pillow that I was like, oh, I have to have this one. And it was like, this pillow was like $120. I am not buying a new $120 pillow every 2 years. And it's okay. If you're somebody that only uses one pillow, yes. But I have 4 pillows and I rotate them. So I figure that gives me, like, you know, an extra year per pillow.
No, that's just nasty because the grease from your hair and the bed bugs and all that get in your pillow.
What are you talking about? That's why you use a pillowcase, dummy.
It still seeps through the pillowcase and gets into the pillow. And the pillow.
Okay, if something on you is seeping through your body into the pillowcase, you better see a doctor.
There's bed bugs and all that. I want to take your pillow and I want to send it to somewhere where they can test it. I want to test your pillow to see what's on that pillow. There's 17 dogs in that apartment. So there's dogs on that pillow. There's your head on that pillow. There's Joe on that pillow. There's a lot going on in that room.
I think this is a stupid list, because think about it. Am I supposed to just start buying cheap pillows and having like crappy sleep? No, I bought a very expensive pillow because I wanted good sleep, but I can't afford to spend $120 on a pillow once a year. That's a lot of money.
No, if it lasts 2 years, that's $60 a year for a pillow.
Right. Yeah.
So save up.
I guess that's true.
Save up your money and get a decent pillow.
Right. Okay, maybe it's time for me to do it. How often do you change your mattress?
I just did that not too long ago, so I don't know, 3 years.
What? You get a new mattress every 3 years? What's wrong with you?
I got the Casper one now. Oh, it's so good. It's it's the hospital bed, so you can sit up and lay back and put your feet up and all that. It's awesome. I don't know how people can sleep on a flat mattress anymore. life is too flipping short to sleep on a flat mattress. If you have a flat mattress, throw it out the window right now.
I've never seen anybody under the age of 90 on one of those beds that, you know, come up and down and move like a hospital bed. Oh, that sounds like something, that's an old person thing.
It's got zero gravity. Before you go to bed, you hit zero gravity, and it moves a certain way to where you're, like, floating. It's flipping awesome. So you're sleeping on a mattress that you've had for 10 years, and it doesn't move. You should throw it away right now.
Okay, according to this, you can have a mattress for 10 years. 10 years is fine if it's a good mattress. So if you spent money on a mattress and it's a good one, 10 years is good. Every 10 years, according to Consumer Reports, is when you should change your mattress.
We bought those PC Richards beds when we were in New York. Those should only last 3, maybe 4 months.
They did.
Those were horrible, horrible, horrible mattresses.
Yeah.
So if you buy a horrible mattress, it should last maybe a year. Throw it away.
You know what I did with mine?
What?
I gave it to a friend of mine who had just gotten married and he didn't have any money. He's like, I really need a new mattress, but I don't have any money. I was like, great timing. I'm moving out of this apartment. I have a mattress that's 2 years old. 2 years old, we'll take it. So, that's the mattress that they sleep on every day.
Yeah, I left my mattress in the apartment. So if somebody's going to move in here, y'all got to figure out what to do with it, because I ain't moving it out.
Now, they say that if you're over 40, you have to replace it sooner because your body tolerates less pressure as it ages. It also says that if your mattress, like my face, is sagging, then it's probably time to, if you wake up tired and not refreshed, that means that you can pretty much, if it's not your stress level and your brain keeping you awake all night, then it's most likely your mattress.
No. Life is too short to lay on a flat mattress. I'm telling you right now, have one shipped to your house from Casper. It's awesome. They don't pay us for this, but it's the greatest mattress ever.
Okay, so blankets, comforters, duvets, that kind of thing. How long do you think those last?
8 months.
15 to 25 years.
No, no, yes. No, no, no.
Yes.
Because, no. You have 25 dogs laying on those things.
Well, not in my house. I'm just saying other people's houses.
Yeah, the people that don't have the dogs and all that, and you rotate them, I think they probably could. But if it's the cheap shit you buy from Target, there's no way that crap lasts for longer than a year.
So the idea is that your comforter, as long as you have a nice duvet, like a nice cover over it, if you cover your blankets, that's what makes them last longer.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like a blanket cover kind of thing? Well, I know. Yeah, mine are kind of gross. But okay, so again, what we do is we have, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have 6 blankets and we rotate them.
Yeah, I just think if you have something from your grandma that they made by hand, then you can keep that forever. But if it's a shit you bought at Walmart, it doesn't last but 6 months.
Right. That's a good point.
And if you buy like the Egyptian cotton 2000 thread count, then that should last longer. But I don't. I buy the crap from Target.
And according to Repair Clinic, if you have a humidifier or dehumidifier, those can last 6 to 9 years if you take good care of it and you replace the filters. That's the important part. If you keep replacing the filters, you can have that bad boy up to 9 years.